Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
I'm on the road.
Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark says the banana sector is on the road to recovery.
We are back in the market. We sent a shipment of bananas into the UK once again.
In today's program, we'll hear more. And later, our proverb of the day. I am Camille Guthrie. Stay with us.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and Jonquil Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
The following is a message from the Ministry of Education.
We're appealing to principals to ask parents to buy only those books that are absolutely necessary. For the first time, the Ministry of Education has reviewed all book lists from the school and will be approving the list of books for schools to give parents to purchase at different grades. No book lists are to be issued by schools unless approved by the Ministry of Education. We're giving some guidelines. Parents should not be spending more than an average of $5,000 on supplementary texts at the primary level. Look carefully at what the ministry is giving you first and see why there is need for anything else. And if there is a doubt, please call us and we will explain. And about $12,000 at the grade 7 to 9 levels at the secondary schools. When you go higher with the specific subjects for CSEC that will require more, we will give you further information on that.
A message from the Ministry of Education.
A shipment of banana has been sent to the United Kingdom, and it's the first since Hurricane Sandy in 2012. The agriculture minister says although production and exports are not yet fully restored, the sector is back in business.
We are back in the market, although in a limited way, because last night we sent a shipment of bananas into the UK once again.
With all the challenges the sector has faced, Minister Clark says he's pleased with the current development.
Although the bananas out of Latin America are cheaper, the bananas from Jamaica, creme de la creme, tasty, and they want to have our bananas.
Mr. Clark says the ministry will continue to support the efforts of the banana farmers to ensure the sector returns to full production and reclaim its position in the banana export business. Meanwhile, Minister Clark reveals that the agriculture sector has been showing tremendous growth since Hurricane Sandy. He says agriculture grew by 5%, then by 13%, and by 18% in the last quarter. However, he says even more importantly, domestic crop production grew by 20%, and the minister is commending small farmers who are leading the way in this regard. With growth in the sector, additional challenges will arise, one of which is securing markets for the produce. This in mind, Minister Clark says the ministry is developing a platform for marketing with the view of exporting to new markets. These markets include the USA and Europe. The proverb for this morning is Anolaka tong me kou no tak. Translation, it's not for the lack of a tongue while a cow does not talk. This means you don't have to repeat everything you hear. Some things are better left unsaid. That's a wrap on this morning's program. Join us again next time. Until then, please feel free to keep up with us by visiting our website at jis.gov.jm or on Facebook. With the studio engineer Joel Samuels and for producer Evadne Brown, I am Camille Guthrie wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.